Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and once a month we get to be joined by our friends from Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. Madalena Kazushka, Community Relations Coordinator, back with us, and here for the first time, Director of Wellness, Lorraine Streletsky. It's great to have you both here. Welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Madalena, how are you today?
I am fine, Jordan. Thank you so much for having us today. I am so excited that Lorraine is with me today and we can talk about all the levels of care we offer, about our service packages, about our healthcare and wellness team.
Let's just start off with, though, just a refresher. Hey, maybe someone's just hearing you here for the very first time. Let's just provide people with just a description of what Yorkton Crossing is, what it is, and I guess how it's a little bit different than maybe some of the other places around town or in the community, if we can.
So Yorkton Crossing, it's the newest retirement community in our community, in Yorkton community. It's quite big. We have 79 suites. We accommodate independent living, assisted living, and heavy care living, including memory care.
That's great to have a building like this now in Yorkton alongside, just because there's such a demand for such facilities in our area. So again, another option, which is just spectacular, but also all the things that make it all the more special in that providing firsts as well, which is pretty excellent that we can now talk about now that we have Yorkton Crossing available to residents over here. Like you say, people can come right on in. There are open suites, like as we speak right now, I'd assume.
Yes, there are some suites available.
Okay.
What makes us different is all the supportive services that we offer. We have service packages that can be offered in your suite. We have service packages that you can get as a package or they're a la carte. Also, our team of health and wellness, it's a big team. They work very close with our residents, and they make sure everybody's happy. We always believe that we can accommodate everybody's needs, and we can come as close as possible to any wish our residents have.
And also, as we've talked about in previous interviews, this can be someone's new home. This can also be someone's maybe temporary home in the event that family maybe taking care of a loved one. They go away for a bit. If someone needs that short-term stay, Yorkton Crossing can provide that, like a respite care or maybe even recovering from a surgery or something like that. Someone could come to Yorkton Crossing for a short stay for whatever they need.
Yes, Jordan. We have special suites for respite and for guest families. Also, we have caregiver break suites that the caregivers can take a break and we can take care of their loved ones. Respite is, we're fully booked for the summer, if I can
okay.
say that.
Good to know.
It's, yes, we have a lot of requests for people that they have surgeries planned. They're coming from the hospital straight to us to make sure they can go home and function 100%.
Well, that's good, just because so much is provided for the folks when they come to Yorkton Crossing. The cooking, which is just fabulous, that's would be number one in my book, knowing I wouldn't have to worry about that sort of thing, but so many other things as well. And we're going to dive into some of those aspects too with the different levels of care. Lorraine, we'll bring you in now. Thanks again for being here. Tell us a bit about how, I think Madalena alluded to somehow, there's different levels, isn't there?
Yes, she did.
Four different levels?
Four different tiers
we
have. So they range from, the first one is independent, so that's basically, say, somebody comes that can still do a lot for themselves, but just need like assistance or queuing, right? And then the fourth level would be your highest level. That's where you need like full-time care, right? Like complete care, like everything that you could think of, like medications, bathing, dressing, portering from to and from, you know, medical, even mechanical lifts.
Sure.
You know, that includes as well. But then tier one could be using a mechanical lift, like a sit stand, right?
Yeah.
But yet they're still quite independent. And that's basically.
Well, it's good just because, yeah, there are just differing levels that people do require. Some just want that simple checkup. Hey, make sure I got up this morning and then I'm good to start my day and carry on, as it were. But yeah, others do need a bit more help just with making sure appointments and things of that nature. I was just talking with people from a physio clinic talking about how, yeah, they'll come straight to the communities as well, deal with patients directly where they are. Don't have to worry about, you know, getting onto a bus and then having to go across town and then repeating that problem. Like, there's a lot of that happening. Cooperation between the retirement communities and also the medical professionals trying to help patients a bit more easier.
Yes, that's so true.
Now, also, I understand, also working alongside Saskatchewan Health Authority, Sunrise, I guess, as it once was known. What kind of cooperation goes on there?
We have a lot of good cooperation with Sunrise. Right now, like, we do offer, some of the things we offer is like palliative care, the end of life, right? Mm-hmm. So if they wish to stay at home and die at home, we can help that. Right now, I have a really good relationship with palliative coordinator from Sunrise. She's amazing, and how she does is like, it's the doctors refer her. She comes in, assesses the resident, comes and talks to me. So we work as a team, the doctor, the palliative nurse, coordinator, me, and the family. And we make sure that that person has the best quality of life towards the end.
Well, and it's a comforting feeling to be more in like a living surrounding, right?
Correct.
Instead of a hospital, for example, something of that nature, there's all different kinds of stresses that can go along with that. And also, too, knowing that then the hospital as well, someone doesn't want to tie up the system and that sort of thing in that way, too, just because they know it's coming, if you will. And I know there's no easy really way to edge around these sort of things, but it's important to be talked about because these are important decisions that people need to make. And also great to know of the options available for people that they can take.
That's so true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, different levels of care. I know we went one. Can we talk about some of that middle ground too?
The middle one is, you know, like say they're still quite dependent, but not quite. So they need more care. So that means they can, you know, can't walk on their own, right? So then they need the lifts involved as well. They do need cleaning, you know, AM care, PM care, dressing, portering again from their room, but also too, we will be giving their medications.
I was just going to say constant reminders or even the help.
Exactly. That's so,
even as a 30-year-old, I'm still struggling to remember sometimes. My wife's going to tell me you need to be in that area when your time comes. But no, it's good because, yeah, it's important that things can be stayed on top of. The staff I know there at Yorkton Crossing, individuals such as yourself, very qualified. I know as well the appointments that can sometimes happen with different nurses, home care can be provided to people right at Yorkton Crossing too.
Yes.
No, that's great. It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5, chatting today with Yorkton Crossing, Madalena Kazushka, Community Relations Coordinator, and also Director of Wellness, Lorraine Strzelecki, also joining us. And with different levels of encouraging, just residents' wellness, I know also keeping people busy with a full list of activities on a basis as well. Go ahead, Madalena.
Jordan, I'm so excited. I have Lorraine here, and we can announce publicly today that we are going to start our own Alzheimer's support group.
Oh, great.
Yes, in our community.
Yes, we are.
And Lorraine is going to be our main speaker and teacher.
Yes.
We are going to give a break to the caregivers. We're going to have special day programs for their loved ones once they get to relax and to learn a lot about all the dementia types. Another thing more exciting is Alzheimer's Society from Regina. Mm-hmm. They actually are going to start their caregiver support groups in Yorkton.
Good.
This Woo-hoo. July. And of course, we are the hosts, and we are so excited to have everybody come back and join us to those support groups.
No, that's really huge. Again, support for Alzheimer's,
yes.
Not just the people living with it, but also the family members. Everyone's affected. This is more than just the individual who has been diagnosed, for sure.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And Jordan, I'm very passionate when it comes to dementia.
Okay.
Alzheimer's, I'll start out. Alzheimer's is actually one of the names or diagnoses of dementia. There's 10 major ones.
Okay.
That are being, like, people around are diagnosed. That is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a more common one. Maybe one day we can get into the other 10.
Right. Well, hey, got to start somewhere, which it's going to be good to have this going. So let's talk about the two different programs then. Let's start then with the individuals, the day program that's being offered. What's going to happen exactly? What does this look like? What's going to be happening?
The day program?
Just clarification.
We are planning to have day programs for the loved ones to spend with us while they give a break to the caregivers. We are going to offer evening programs with our activity coordinators with special activities for all the dementia cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just have this very engaging time with us in the evening while the caregivers take a break. And on top of that, our support group for the caregivers, where we can learn. And I'm so excited. Lorraine already talked to me about just making us feel the same like the loved ones that they have the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be so excited to experience it and also to understand them better.
Right.
And we know so little about this, and we are going to learn a lot about it. I'm really excited.
Well, empathy is very powerful, and just being able to be around others, knowing that the stresses, the difficult times,
yes.
they are shared experiences, the sharing of strategies, how someone goes through, you know, maybe a particularly difficult day or something like it's all huge when helping someone, I guess, through this difficult path.
Yes, it is, Jordan. And some of the things we will discuss on those meetings or days, we'll tell them signs to watch out for. We will give them tips on how to handle certain situations when somebody does get combative or just not themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also give them support, too, that this is all right. This is part of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, their fault or the family member's fault. It's just part of the disease.
Yeah, no, I know how my family went through a lot of this difficult time with my grandmother, and it's hard, and you kind of have to remind yourself it is them, but it's not them. It's the disease, if you will, and it's what makes it often such a difficult time in a large respect. And much like how there's differing levels of care provided at Yorkton Crossing, so much there is similar, I guess, levels in how much Alzheimer's affects an individual as well.
Yes.
And so sometimes, it's at a point where, the individual could still be, for example, left home alone, and then eventually the time may come where, even this is starting to get a little bit more nerve-wracking. And it helps provide that insight of, you know, where someone is at and maybe future steps that need to be taken, where maybe they need to be looking at a longer-term solution. And I know Yorkton Crossing has that in terms
right.
of, you know, residents who, there's a whole wing, if you will, that's dedicated to, I guess, memory care and Alzheimer's, if
yes.
you will, and dementia.
Yeah, we sure do. And not only that, when it does come time for them to decide, it maybe with the education and stuff that we give them and the guidance and, you know, point them in the right direction, it kind of eases the guilt that mm-hmm. they have. And that's it's an awful choice to make, you know, like you've been with somebody, your loved one for many years, and all of a sudden you have to say, I can't take care of them. You know, I just can't. So I have to put them in a community where they can be taken care of. You know, it's really hard for them. So with us, with this discussion with them in these days, we're hoping that we can kind of ease that a little bit and say, you know what? It's okay to feel guilty. It's okay to have those feelings. But you got to remember, you're doing this for your loved one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's really hard.
It's very, very difficult, I'm sure, for a lot of families to come through those decisions as well. And there's all kinds of grief that goes along with it, too, even though the person is still alive.
Yes, that's so true. And it is called a grieving process. It is. It's not just when people pass away. Even with dementia, where you have to put their loved ones in a community, they do go through a grieving process, right? So there's stages, and I hope that we can help them eliminate some of that. I, too, have people in my family, too, that have went through it. So I know on a personal basis what how each person feels, and it's okay. And I think we're going to be able to handle that. Hey, Madeline?
Yes, I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to learn all those new things.
Yeah, well, and just being able to provide that support, it goes such a long way for people to know that it's something that they can come to. How often are we talking? And it, will someone be required to come every single time? Or
once a month.
It'll be once a
month?
Once
a month,
and
yeah.
Again, do we have a sort of tentative start date or a confirmed
September.
Start date?
September.
And it will be something like a regular, like the...
Every month.
Yes, every month.
Every month.
Every month.
And will it be like a typical day of the week, kind of like how you come on the show on a certain day of the
exactly.
So people can plan accordingly.
Yes,
and
yes. And we will make sure to put posters everywhere, let everybody know. We'll be online, we'll be in the paper, we'll be everywhere.
Next time we chat as well, too, and we'll make sure dates get mentioned and all the rest. And it's great. So I guess for the people that that do live at Yorkton Crossing, undergoing this specialized kind of care that have... So what are some of the things and activities or just different things that are being done on a daily basis to engage with these residents?
Well, there's puzzles, right? But these puzzles are not normally like the puzzles, say, you and I would do, right?
Sure.
They're specifically made for people that have dementia, right? So they might have an outline on the little puzzle where they have the puzzle there, right? Also, there's like a beanbag throwing thing. That is right there, right? We also have multiple games. We have music going on, but it's music that is pertaining to the age, their age group that when at that time was music, right? Not rock and roll right now.
Hard rock.
I mean, when I get there, I'll be listening to rock and roll. And a lot of puzzles, a lot of little games. We do nail care. We take them outside there and they do like the plants and they water the plants. And, you know, so what if they pluck a flower out? They're weeding, right? They feel like they're weeding.
Yes, for sure. And just, again, keeping them engaged and just busy and just that they're not in a room somewhere, right?
Correct.
Just being forced to stay in there or something like that. That helps no one. Of course, still needing to live their life as best they can.
Yes.
And there's so much joy that can come from doing those sorts of things. And, of course, the research done shows that there's so much benefit to even the patients that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, that there is still so much benefit of them doing these activities for them.
Yes, we got to continue with it. I mean, even though they're not doing it as best as what they did before, they're still being able to do it.
Yeah.
Right? We also have pet therapy, too.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So pet therapy and music therapy is very great for people with dementia. It's awesome.
No, I bet. Again, it's all at Yorkton Crossing. Good to know a lot of this information. And again, with the support group that's going to be started, someone won't need to necessarily have a resident or, sorry, a family member who lives at Yorkton Crossing to be involved, correct?
It's open to all our community, all Yorkton community and around Yorkton, of course. Parkland area, let's put it this way. There is going to be, they have to make a phone call and reserve a spot, and we're there for them.
Right. And then the loved one who is going through Alzheimer's, you were saying that's where, as this is going on, they have somewhere else to also go and,
exactly.
and be watched,
yes.
and that sort of thing. Sorry, I may have confused something there a bit earlier on in the interview. But with all the things we've been talking about today with Yorkton Crossing, if people want to take a look for themselves, maybe it's a long-term solution for either themselves or a loved one, short-term likewise for themselves or a loved one, it all just starts with a visit or a phone call?
All it takes is a phone call.
Okay.
And we are there to help.
Give us the number, I guess, and also the location of where you're situated.
So our phone number is 306 782 0005, mm-hmm. and we are on the Morrison Drive.
East end of Yorkton, basically.
It's
yep.
just in the corner. You can't miss area. The building. It's huge. And now we have a huge poster on top of the building that you can see from the airplane even.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, is there anything else we wanted to get out there today before we wrap things up?
Yes. We are so excited to be part of the Canada Day organizing committee and be part of the festivities
okay.
at the Western Development Museum. Please come and join us. We are going to celebrate Canada Day together, and it's going to be a beautiful picnic, lots of activities, and we are sharing with everybody birthday cake.
Awesome.
So Canada Ooh. Birthday cake.
Nice. That'll be happening on Sunday in Yorkton Western Development Museum. Say hi to the folks from Yorkton Crossing, and it's been great to have you here as well, telling us all about the programs and services and the ones that are soon to begin, all the more exciting. So thanks again.
Thank you, Jordan.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.